We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
I'll just read the first line of this story.
This makes me crazy.
Colorado State University has cautioned students to stop using the phrase, quote, long time no see, unquote.
Now, do you guys have any guess? Do you want to guess first? Why can't you say on campus, long time no see? Long time no. Sean, do you know what?
Long time no see.
Let's see.
Quote.
Long time. Okay. It's because it's grammatically incorrect. Like, I haven't seen you in a while.
That's a good guess.
But I'm glad to see you. So maybe it's just, you know, college students, they want them to use the right grammar.
51059 is our textnado. Why long time no see?
And now I know the answer, but this is, you guys are just going to be like, what in the hell?
Well, even the students are confused. They don't even know what it applies to.
Exactly.
Okay? And so for Colorado State as a university to come down on these students and say, no more. It can't use that because we've gotten complaints.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is?
And I don't think these people are complaining. I think it's one professor that's like, oh, I just read somewhere on the interweb that this is a bad thing to say to people.
One student says, if this sort of language is not censored outside the campus, why is CSU saying that we can't say it?
Ah, this is a good one. I like this. It offends the blind.
Oh.
The blind people are very, very offended.
Long time no see.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
So good. Yeah, because if you're blind, you're like, I just lost my sight last month. It hasn't been that long.
Some says it sounds racist to Native Americans.
Why?
I don't get that one.
I don't either. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of blind people.
A lot of blind
people. Oh, and let's see here. It's about an overnight hookup. Like, hey, didn't we plow last night?
Part of the hashtag me too.
Yeah, like, didn't we hook up? And now, hey, I haven't seen you in a while.
No, that's not it.
No.
Not it.
No.
It's offensive and racist to Asian students.
Yep. No blindness here. It's not about the blind, friends, although that's most of our guesses, long time no see.
I think the blind thing makes a lot of sense.
It actually makes more sense, in my opinion.
More sense, yeah.
I guess it's offensive to Asian people.
I didn't see the connection.
I didn't read any further. I just rolled
long
my
time
eyes
no see.
Threw away the piece of paper.
Just a phrase I've always heard.
Did it come from somewhere that means something, or what is it?
It says, according to this, the director of diversity and inclusion at the university, they have that title, at the university gave her a packet that the phrase should not be uttered at all on campus by any student. Words and phrases that are deemed non-inclusive. One of these phrases, long time no see, which is viewed as derogatory toward those of Asian descent, but it doesn't explain beyond there. I don't understand.
It says, let me read it. It's a grammatically comical greeting with English words organized by Chinese grammar. In Chinese, there is an everyday greeting that says, "hao hai ho hai ha ha," which corresponds with long time no see. Literally word by word.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I've seen people in the past where we run into them and, hey, long time no see there, pal.
Yeah.
But I've never applied it. Or thinking it applied
to Chinese people, but Chinese people say "long time no see" to all the time. It's a greeting. So why can't
so
I
why
say
is it bad? Then?
I don't know. I say how.
You say what?
How?
Like how?
Yeah, like hi.
We'll move on. We'll just go on.
Wait,
because
you know what
I just feel like
that. Or I say chow.
I just feel like sometimes
chow.
You get a big old shovel out and you bury us.
What? Who, me? Why? I say chow.
chow.
I say chow all the time. Chow.
Is chow offensive?
Well, I don't know. What I'm saying is Chinese people say long time no see, and nobody has a problem with it. And so we've adapted it and said long time no see. It's not, they say it. Well, they also, you know, when you're in Italy or whatever, they say chow. Is that in Italian? It is, right? Yeah. And when you're in Native American land, they say how.
Right.
Nobody's offended.
When I go on vacation in Mexico, I say hola.
Yeah.
All the time.
Exactly.
Hola. Oh, I love to do that, by the way.
Me too. I like to say dos cervezas, por favor.
Yeah, what is that, a beer?
Two beers.
Give me two beers?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
See, I enjoy that.
Me too.
Is that offensive?
I don't think it's offensive to try to be part of I don't know.
No one in Mexico's ever said, hey, dude, you're from America, stop saying hola.
This is really dumb. Long time no see.
Makes sense.
I'm sorry. I'm missing the offensive nature of
I am too. Colorado State, you know, you're a great university, but we're missing something here.
Yeah, right?
All right.
Anyway.
That's their rules.
Long time no see.
You know? Hmm.
And now somebody said, I can see if it was me love you long time.
Right. Stop.
Textnado.
I know. Textnado, you got somewhere to be this morning. You need to get to work. You need to worry about your weekend. Stop.
I think it's funny. Come on.
You're not helping us. That's funny. You're not helping.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.